Bris, what was the point of the Mishnah? Making that an Eved, when it comes to Niske Momen, has to be Jewish and can't be an Eved. Question obviously is, why do we need a Mishnah to tell me in Bava Kama that an Eved, that an aid cannot be a Goy, that an aid cannot be an Eved? So the Rambam pointed out that one has a half a minute to say that when it comes to Nezokim, we may be more liberal in who we allow to be an Eved, an aid. And similarly, the Rosh is a similar svara. Question is, why would we have such a habimin? So the sugya that disallows an Eved or a Goy from being an aid, the sugya later on in the Masechta, Bava Kama, Pei Ches Amud Aleph, the Marif initially says, Va'asisem lo kasher zomem la'asos le'achov, lo'achiv. So that shows that an Eved, every Eved has to be an Eved haroi to become an aid zoyme. So it has to be an Eved, it has to be an aid that is considered to be achiv, achiv ba mitzvah, yotza Eved, she'ein loy achva. The Tosfos says Ein La'achva. He doesn't have relatives. And Eved doesn't have relatives. He doesn't have. He's like a ger, and not having relatives. And the Gemara a little bit later says that he doesn't have the full set of mitzvahs that a regular Yisrael has. And Eved only has the mitzvahs that an Isha has. The drosha of the famous drosh of la. The Gemara later on says that the drosha that precludes an Eved from being an aid is that an Eved is ein lem chayis. An Eved kenaini, his children are not meyuchas le'acharav. Even a goy has more yuchas than an Eved. Why is that? Because a Mitzri, the son of a Mitzri is a Mitzri. The daughter of a Mitzri is a Mitzri. It goes basarav. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, it goes Basar Aim. By an Eved, who can an Eved marry? It's Eved Kenaini. So if an Eved marries a Shivcha, the children are of Adam Kenanim. So and they're Abadams, they belong to the Odin. So an Eved doesn't have, his child is not Meyuchas Acharav. You have an Eved Mitzri, so the son would not be a Mitzri. So since it says La Yumsu Avos Albonim, and that teaches us that an aid cannot be a relative, and instead of saying La Yumsu Avos Albineim, it says Albonim. So Gemara Darshans, it has to be an aid, it has to be a person who can have bonim. An Eved doesn't have a yichus, does not have a bonim. A ger has yichus. A ger may not have yichus lamala, but is yichus lamata. Children will all be his children. He's mekayim pi ribya when he has bia with the Israelis, with a ger tzedek. The nimshach acharav, but he doesn't have yichus. He's gekot in shenoy ledami. He doesn't have yichus as roots, but his yichus as progeny. When it comes to an eved. An Eved Kenaini is already a little bit, he's on his way to Geirus. He's already Chayiv Mitzvahs Kenoshim. He doesn't have Yichus Ha'ov. And Gemara's phrase is Hifkir Lo Zarei, that when he has Bia with a woman, it's not to his Zera anymore. So he doesn't have Bonim Achrav as well. So Lo Yumsu Omeis Al Bonim, one of the halachas that addresses the din of Eidos, that halacha doesn't speak to an Eved. Memeila, an Eved can't be an Eid. I have a posel in Chumash that says we don't accept the Eidos of a Korev. That posel is irrelevant to an Eved. So the Gemara Darshans, So that means if I have a pasuk of Eidos that can't speak to an Eved, or a little bit different, lo yumsu ovois al banim, it has to be a person who has a ben. An Eved can't, he doesn't have a ben. So b'meila, he cannot be an Eid. Right? So kacha, that's the makor. The surprising Rambam. Rambam says, in this came bomb in Ches, Yud Gimel, no? Eina nezokin mishtalmin ben chayovim bekoif and eva nereges ela berayu berura ube eina makshevim lod. In other words, the Rambam is saying we do not use circumstantial evidence when it comes to Hezek. That is the point in Halacha Yudalit. Shor shoyer roy al gava nor vendim tzu shor horog vitzida. There are two shvarim. Two shvarim hanging out together. 2 hours later, one shor is alive, one shor is dead. Looks pretty convincing that the live shor gored the dead shor. Maybe even goring marks over there. Aval pi shezem en nugach vizem vud ligach. You could even have a situation where the live shor is a shor muad. It's not the first. Not the first time we know that he gorged other shvarim. Zem nushach v'zemud lishach. We see that we have teeth marks in the dead shore, and the alive shore is a shore that's known to be to bite. Ein oimrim biyadua shezem nosh v'zem nogchoy. Afilu gomol ha'oich men agmalim v'nimsa gomol horig b'tzidai. Ein oimrim biyadua shezem horgoy ad sheyiru eidim ksheirim. We have to have a raya brura. Have to have edim ksheirim. Shaloi toimar. What's the chiddush? Shaloi toimar. Hoyel vein mitzvin ve'orvius asusim uberefes habokar ubegidres atzoyim. Elo avodnim ve'royim. Uki yoytzei bohen. He says, who's taking care of the animals? Usually the shepherds. So it's not in the biblical times when the shepherds were David HaMelech and they were Yaakov Avinu. But shepherds, but it's not a Talmud already, even in biblical times, it was the unusual shepherd. But who hangs out amongst the, who's taking care, who's the help when it comes to the stables? So it's Avodim. V'aroi m'yaisaben. Gemara says that Samroi was a goslin, because he would take the animals in areas that didn't belong to them. So imhe idu. So I shouldn't say, well, that's what I've got out there. I don't have anybody who's out there. So I should therefore believe the Roim. So therefore the Mishnah says, nevertheless, Ein Adover came. Elo le'olam ein mechayvin bomin al pi edem ashiu edem akshem loed v'yidu bebezin mechayvu bezin emazik l'shalom. So what's the habamina? How do you explain the habamina? The Mishnah says, why do I need a Mishnah? Who needs another entry? Of course, you have to have kosher edem. So the Rambam, it's a very interesting Rambam. It sounds like that the Rambam's, the Meforshim, the Rambam say that the Rambam went out of his usual brief fashion in order to give us an insight in the Mishnah. The Rambam learned this from the Mishnah. Without the Rambam, we'd be very hard pressed to understand why we need this Chiddush. The Rosh has a little bit of a different Lashon. Rush is lost, and we saw part of it already. B'nei Choyrin, B'nei Bris, L'vutei Avodim, V'abdi Gechavim, The two have a minus. One is a guy's been hurt. Is it been damaged? So we gotta get it. We gotta get him. We gotta take care of him. So maybe we should believe goyim and avodim as well. So I don't know if the Rosh is saying the same thing as the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is, if I want information, I have to get the avodim. They're the ones who are out there. So I'm not sure if the Rosh is saying the same thing. Or the Rosh is saying that the pressure to get compensation, that a person should not be nizik by somebody else. Not sure. So the Soka Daita Chamina, to the Ian Nizok and Rer Lahamin Lakoil, Kedesh Ishtalim Lanizik. Inami, it could be a case where the criminal is a Shor Shel Nochri, and the victim is a Shor Shel Yisrael. So even in that case, there's a suya later on of a kama that when it comes to dinei Torah with a nom Yehudim, then we can follow either set of rules. So our mission is saying, according to Rosh, we would require Eidus Shel Yisrael. So again, the point that the mission is making, according to Rambam, is that Solka Daita Chamina, that I have to use the information that I have. The information that I have out there in the Refet, this is before the philosophy of Avodah Ivrit. But the help in the stable was not Jewish save, was not Jewish help. The philosophy of Avodah Ivrit was in the 1800s. One of the principles of B'nai Akiva is not spoken about so much. Now, Akiva speaks of Torah v'Avodah, but what was the Avodah? So one of the principles, an interesting idea, is that all the work that Klal Yisrael does has been done by Jews. Even there is no such thing as menial labor. There is no such thing as blue collar. No such thing as pasnid for a Jew to do. So you work in the fields, you're planting the fields. It should be done by Jews. This is not for security reasons. Because this is Lachar with the Torah in mind. Torah in mind that Jews would be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the poshut. That's part of the philosophy. But because there's a concept of offering a bris sholem to other nations. That's the nekuda. That was the machloikis that wasn't spoken about so much. What's the in the ideal Torah world, the utopian Torah world, do you have farmers spending several hours a day putting seeds in the ground, harvesting, taking care of the animals? Avod Avrit. That's the way you say it. That's Avos Eretz Yisrael. Everything's done by Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting philosophical issue that was discussed very much in the 1800s, a little bit in the 1900s as well. Then practically speaking, it never came to a little bit in some of the kibbutzim, but it became impractical after a while. So it wasn't spoken with so much. But that's what's interesting to think about. Is that part of Avas Eretz Yisrael? Not much to physically work the land of Eretz Yisrael. So, anyways, but practically speaking, it would seem from the Rambam, and therefore it seems from Mizmanot Hanoim, that the people who would give us information were not going to be Yehudim. They're not going to be kosher Edim. So the Tanoim said, so I have a Havamina. Is the Havamina the Rice or the Rabban? How do you understand this Havamina? I need a mission to teach me. Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara darshans. Why do I need both avodim and goyim? If an eved is not a good aid, an eved is chayiv mitzvus kisha, an eved is a little bit of a ger tzedek. If an eved is on chayiv, so then alachas kamakam a goy is on chayiv. It's really chidi ashmin an eved mishum de'in lechayachas. Avol nochri yesh le yachas. If maybe I would say that a goy is a better candidate for eidus, because the psul of the eved is because he has no mishpacha. A goy has mishpacha. A mitzri son is a mitzri. So lo yumsu avos al bonim is more applicable to a goy than an eved. Aval nachri dish lechayis im aloy v'ish min a nachri v'shul l'shach mitzvahs. I would say, but an eved has mitzvahs ki'isha, so you need to have both. What was so l'chayra, right? L'chayra, we're talking a deraisadikah level, no? How did the Mishnah in the Mishnah? What was the Rambam saying? Kasha that we have to ask is why the Mishnah needs to say v'yaminis kim amen that we use regular eidim. Eidus shabachol terakula. I don't think there's a parallel mission Hilchas Halva, Hilchas Chiras Poilim. Every single time we have a sugya, every parak in Bav Metzia, Aino, Ribis is talking a mission like that, because for a different reason. But you don't have in Hamavkit, Pikoda, Gzela. You don't stop all of a sudden and say, Shino, Eidus Gehola Terakula. Nis King Momin, Eidus Gehola Terakula. So the Rambam explains because there's a good happiness otherwise. No, we say Mordechai. Good.
I mean, the happiness was that although by all Eidos we have certain principles, by Nisken Momon being that maybe the Beis Din is just serving to function to put everything back to the status quo, that maybe we should lax Eidos to allow more people to allow Beis Din to.
But there's the having of the Midei Raisa and Midei Rabbanan. And are we saying that Hayes Chazal made a din different with that?
I think
the Midei Raisa did get din. So what's why would there even be a having of it to say that an Eved should be trusted, an Eid should be trusted, a Goy should be trusted? By the on the Raisa the Glove, how is there Shas Adchak? Right, the Shus Yad Rabbanan to get Cheshma. Was that?
I thought it was. I understood it was
the Rabbanan. So you're saying Hayyos that there is a din and dini mominus that we relax Rishav Hakira, maybe relax the requirement for this altogether. This is a Vilna Goyin, fantastic Vilna Goyin. So one or two, to maybe to half a line, and he says it in a few places. I think he has it at the very end of Chayshim Mishpat Lamed Hay. He says, where else do we see that Midei Raisa? We relax the requirements of an aid. Well, aidach of nebisurin. But so there the Gemara says that is the din de raisa when it's not ishus or chayshin mishpat. Right? Gemara is a drasha. B'safra la that by yeriday dekinyana by mikvah by nida. So a woman is trusted, so b'chol isurin, we don't have the same requirements as we have for Choshe Mishpat. Right? But where do you have even in Choshe Mishpat? So there's the Vilna Goyin says a mission at the end of Kiddushin, that who tells us who the Bechor is? How does the Bechor know he's a Bechor? Comes to Yerush, he's going to get double. Dini Mominus. So because he grows up and he doesn't get any hand-me-downs. How does he know he's a Bechor? That is circumstantial. That's not related. So do we bring in two Edim? How do they know? So Mishnah, the Bryce at the end of Kiddushin. Ha'av v'aim v'hachaya ne'menes. Father can say it's a Bechor, the mother, or the midwife. Three psulei eidus. For Choshen Mishpat Dikin Yanim. Hezra Dover, the Torah says that in a situation where there is nobody else to give us the information, then we allow psulei eidus. So the Goyin says, you see, there is a Yisoyde Minei Rai. There is a Deraisa Dikin Din. Even a Choshen Mishpat. Mordechai, can we say?
That,
I get it. What name? Roosevelt? Was that?
Danny,
sorry. Go ahead, Danny.
It's not really Eidus, though.
by the mother, the nurse, and the father.
It will be when the younger brother contests the estate.
Is it ever like a formal court setting? Like,
could be.
But the father will be dead at that point, Miss Tama, no?
No, I hope not. I mean, but usually we'll be dead, yeah, correct. Correct, correct. But it could be a mother, it could be a chaya, right?
It doesn't feel like it's the same as like real Eidos and like being a.
Right, but it could be. They could be in a din Torah where the younger brother is saying, "Who said you're the older brother?" Listen, maybe there was a miscarriage.
Mothers, we'll say it's two mothers.
Was that? It
could be two mothers, so therefore that's why he's coming to court.
Okay.
Two sons from two mothers.
Okay.
And then, so one of them says that you're not really the
okay.
B'chor.
Right. We're not arguing about Tainus B'choros Erev Pesach. Right. But it could be that there will be a din Torah. So your father, right? The father's dead, but so the chaya is nevenis, right? Mordechai.
This law also apply for a before when it comes to the Kohen. Right? Like if I need to testify, like the Kohen take me to court because he believes a different.
Pidyon Ben. Could be a Pidyon Ben. Yeah. Could be. The only problem is it's hard to sue a Bechor because it's a moment she'ain lo tovin. Because any Bechor, if you're the only Kohen in the world, otherwise he could say, I wanted to give it a different Kohen. Right, so the Vilna Gaon says we do have an unusual circumstance within the Eraisa. Hezbra Dovar is because it's got to be the din has to be this way, right? There is no such since birthing takes place with a chaya family. So therefore, and certainly, Bizman Hachumish and Bizman Agumar didn't have two doctors by every birthing that could be made later on. So Mimela built into the din of Bechor is the manus of a Bechor is going to be Amsuli Adam. So it could be that that's what the Rambam is pointing out of here. Vilna Gaon, again, every Vilna Gaon is very cryptic, but it seems to me that's what he's indicating. That's the Habamina. Hey, yois, that there is an unusual din, that we need to have, that when we need to have Eidos, and there is nobody else around to give us that Eidos, so then, we can even use that Eidos for Choshen Mishpat HaGinyanim. In other words, the idea behind this is that the golden star for being Mevara something is two Eidim. Not the golden star. The golden standard. Right, is so the Torah says when it comes to Arroyos, Eshesish, golden standard. It comes to Chiyav Misa, golden standard. Right, when it comes to momentous litigation, golden standard. When it comes to a piece of meat, kosher or not kosher. So, do we relax the gold standard? For a couple of dollars, you need the gold standard. And for tarfas. So the Vilna Gaon is suggesting is a whole mahalach in Eidos that when since the Torah said really next year's sugya that vizavachta v'yachalta, so the Torah assumed to be one shoychet. So the Torah already established when it comes to Iser Veheter, the gold standard became 1 8. A woman is doing her bedikos, is preparing herself to go to mikveh. So the gold standard there is what's the best Eidos you're going to get, and Iser herself. So it doesn't mean that there are this mahalach is that. The Torah is always establishing for us the highest level of Birur. And we understand that when it comes to Shechita, the highest level of beer is to have a Shechit there. One Shechit. Memela, the only guy says, there'd be room to say, how voice take place in the boardroom, take place in your living room, your dining room, take place in shul after mincha or something, right? So there the Jews around. Schiras poilim takes place in the office, takes place amongst your in the morning after when you're hiring people. Pikodin, he brings it to your home. So almost every din Torah is going to shutzfus. Takes place with the lawyers, become a shutzfus, right? So every all din imamunus take place in the context where you have edim. Nizkei behemah is not like that. Who's taking the shore? Misoda lesoda. Who's out there in the field? So I could have said, just like the Ne'emonas, even me didn't deraisa. The gold standard of Nizkei Momen is going to be Avodim. So therefore the Torah says, and now when you think about it, by the way, it's a very big chiddush. I'm going to jump ahead. Shulchan Aruch paskins this. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein anezokim mishdalmen elam beraya brura uveedim ksheirim." Right. So just look at the lashon of the Aruch Hashulchan. Utmihani, the imkein leshavakta chaya. The man nikach edim sherim l'nizkei shein v'vegel. So the Aruch Hashulchan, I think what the Sma says, this is not going to work. This is not a workable din. What are the chances you're going to have edim sherim in the swamp when the animals are goring each other? So that's when you think about it, and when you go look further, you see that this is a very important chiddush. All right, let's go a little bit weiter in this sugya. What needs to be understood, by the way? All right, so we have a haven, we have a maskana, we know the source. So one, we should look into the Ram Hilchas Eidus. The Rambam says, "Ha'avodim Suleiman Atayra." So we would expect the Rambam to quote our sugya, or to quote Baba Kama Peches. Shenemar v'asis m'lekashesam l'asayis li'ochiv mechlal she'ochiv kamoyu ma'ochiv ben briz afa'ei ben briz kalvo choymer la'akum. Im avodim shem mikzas mitzvus psulin la'akum lekol shechein. Where do I get this from? The yom su avis albanim, ishal chayis. The Gemara rejected ochiv ben mitzvus. Ochiv over there teaches means ochiv ben yichus. What does it mean? Ochiv kamoyu. Why doesn't it say ochiv ben mitzvus? Ma ochiv ben bris. Afa ein ben bris. And then he says, kalvochomer liakum. Why? Because an akum is even less of a non ben bris. That's strange. An eved is not a ben bris. And so how do a goy is possible? Because a goy is more of a non-ben bris because he has any mitzvahs at all. Lechem Mishnah says, The Kesef Mishnah says, we don't understand, why did the Rambam bring this drasha? We don't know where it is. It's not only that, it's even harder. Because this was a drasha that was probably rejected in Peiches. When the Rambam brings alternate drushes, that does not bother a lot of the Mefarshei Rambam. Because the Rambam does that sometimes. Sometimes the Rambam will say that I need a Gemara to prove a din. But once the din has been proven, so then sometimes the Rambam will then say, once I prove the din from one source, then I'll learn from a more plausible source. So very often that does not bother me. Mefarshim. In this case, the Mefarshim are very concerned. Where did the Rambam get this from? Ellie.
Yeah, my question was, where does this end? Where does this idea of trying to make it, like when you can't have Aegis?
Yeah.
That you're trying to find the best possible Aegis? Like, what's the counter side of that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I'm thinking specifically with regards to like Agunos.
Whoa, so no, so the sugya is saying that we don't follow that svar. We don't accept
it.
The
sugya validates it as a svar.
Correct, but no, whoa. But the sugya then rejects it and says that even though it's a very powerful svar, it's rejected over here. Now, it so happens when it comes to aguna, so there the Torah does relax, relax the requirement of edus. Right? And at the very end in Isha Rabbah. Was that?
It either sounds like the Raya or it sounds like the push.
Well, the Raya, the Grog brings from Isha, the Mechaya Nemenes. So the answer is that Eli was saying is this: the fact that I need to have a Mishnah means the Svara was a validated Svara, and that's what the Gemara did point out. Does that mean that the Svara is Mukubal Ledina? So we do find that by Igun, the Chazal are more Mekel and will allow Eidos that otherwise would not be allowed. And the Gemara and Tosva says that those were Takonis of Chazal. That it was that was the Migdal Milsa, where Chazal are allowed to impact the Dinei Raisa, like Ayro Asha. However, Eli's point is very well taken because of the Ramah in Simon Lamed Hey. Isha Psula. A woman is possible for Eidos. And the Ramah goes on to say, "V'kol elu absulim sulim afilu b'mokim teshchicha anoshim ksheirim lohoyim." Even when we can find, and the Ramah is quoting our Rambam, so the Ramah is paskening, that's basically based on Yosef, our Mishnah. "V'kol zemidina avol yesh oimrim detakonas kadmoinimu." The Mamakam Shain Regilin. Mamakam Shain Anoshim Regilim Kigoin Bebeis Aknesa Shal Noshim Oy Bishor Dover Akroi Shisha Regilim Lay Anoshim Kigoin Lima Shib Godim Elo Love Shisha Plainus Vain Shallah Ain Regil Anoshim Lidak Degwen Noshim Ne Amonis. So the Ramah quotes that there's a takonis kadmoinim. Exactly what Eli was saying. Even though this svara was rejected by the Mishnah, but heyoyis that the svara does have precedent. Heyoyis that the Vilna Gaon found the makor for it. So the takonas kadmoinim was that when we are stuck A machlokes breaks out in the Ezra's notion. Right? She's upset that her husband didn't get maftir. So she starts beating up the woman who got, this husband got maftir. Right? So does that mean that anything can happen in Ezra's notion? When Akan is no... There's no shmir in Ezra's Noshim. He'll never get a din Torah. It's going to be like the Wild West back there. So the takanas kadmonim that if something happens in the Ezra's Noshim, then we're going to have to rely on women. Or something happens in a in the mall, happens in a women's clothing store. So we're going to say, it's Mamash Hefker back there. To never be a Din Torah. You want to do something, you want to steal something, go into a woman's clothing store. You're great. You'll never get any Eidos against you. Take anything you want. So the Rambam says, not only that, then the Rambam says, V'ein p'nai lahazmin. There could be situations, it's a very different kind of society, where the men were busy, women were not busy. Who has time for Dinei Torah? Who has time to start being Mayan? Hey, you have a business to run. You're going to go to the court and spend days and days in the Dinei Torah? So women will be muzmenis. So there are also takonas kadmoinim. The Vilnagoyin says it's all based on this chayin emenis. So you can look at it one of two ways. Either you can look at it as this is how important our mission is. Or you can say what Eli was saying, the Mishnah held that the Svar was a powerful Svar. Question that is raised by the Achronim and the Nesivis is, where is the Ramah in Tov Ches? So now that the Ramah went out on the limb and said that in the Yezus Noshim, Noshim and Nemonis, now that the Ramah went out on the limb and said, and then in the mall, in women's clothing store, Noshim and Nemonis, so why didn't he take the next step and say, no? There should be takonas kadmonim that avodim and should be ne'emonim. So machlokes achronim had a lemshat in the Ramah. The Nesiva says the Ramah is meduyuk. And there's a reason he did not say this in Tov Ches. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Ramah meant Rabbeinu Ramah shalegi akan v'mnei shesomach asmei adela el kedarkoi. No, the Ramah says you don't learn Tov Ches without learning Lamed Hei, learning Keseder. So I have to repeat myself. I said in Lamed Hei that we're going to trust Psulim. The Nesiva says no. Zivi says there are moments with Duyuk, Lamed Hei, but not Tov Ches. The Nesiva has two reasons. Either because, one reason is because if you're going to, the chances of a machloikis getting out of hand in the Ezra's Noshim, how often is that going to happen? So if you're going to be Mekel in the Ezra's Noshim, alright, so then you've made an exception to the rule. If you're going to be Mekel when it comes to Ro'im and Nik Cheshor, so then you've created a change in the halacha. Because you've created a whole area where Hezek can be very frequent, and you've given over a whole area to, you've changed Eidos. I mean, every warehouse, anytime there's any kind of litigation, in any situation, where it's Roiv Avodim, Roiv Akum, you change the halacha. And then the Nesiva says, you've also created an end run around the halacha. because you could hire all sorts of avodim and akum and offer them a quick buck, and you now have a hired hand, they have hired edus. So machlekes, the Aruch HaShulchan says there are a moment to say, no, we do pask in this svar. It's halacha lemaisa. The rejected svar of Daf Yadalin is very much lemaisa. And the Nesivus says farkeret. And he says the Ramo is meduyuk, Daf Kalamet Hei, not Tavches. And then he gives a very interesting mahalach, right? And gives an interesting pshat in our mission as well. Why did the Mishnah go out of its way to say, we are not, no bending in the halachas over here? So on one level you say to reject the svara of the Vilna Gaon. It could be Nitan Leomar. But if he was saying before that Chazal didn't make takonis in this area, it could be the Nesiva says that the Kadmoinim said we're not going to go up against the Mishnah Mefereshes. A problem is this notion, there's no Mishnah that says that Isha, that when it comes to an Isha's Psulam for Nizke Ish Vish. However, there's a Mishnah Mufreshes that says when it comes to Nizke Momen, Avodim and Edim are apostle. So Nesivus explains. So we wouldn't go up against a Mufurish Mishnah. And there's a reason I go against this Mishnah. Because that could change, there'd be too significant a change in the halacha. It would not be just Baif and Akra. And there is a deeper way to understand this sugi as well. So again, what have we accomplished? And we have to still understand. We've accomplished that we have a strange Mishnah in Bava Kama that seems to repeat something that is obvious. Alright? And we have a mahalach from the Rambam of why this was important. Why the Habamin was a good Habamin and we have a Vilna Gaon. And then when we go Alach Lamaisa, there's a machloikas achronim, whether the takonas kadmonim, whether this Habamin was paskin or not. Right? So Alach Lamaisa, this Mishnah, question is machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Sva on one hand and the Nesivus on the other hand, whether halach lemaisa do we bend the rules for avodim and for akum. I'm going to go a little bit deeper and develop a mahalach that the Rav pointed out, because it opens up again a yesoid in the way that we think about edus. All right, hold it for the question for a minute, and we'll just develop this yesoid, and we'll see if we have time for questions. The Rav pointed out that there was a... The Rav pointed out that there's a Ravid that the Rosh quotes, the Rav has discussed it often, that there are two kinds of... This is Rishonim say this. Two kinds of disqualified Edim, two kinds of Psul Edus. One kind of Psul Edus is a disqualified person, and the other is a person who's mufka. He's not in the parish of Edus. A relative is in the parish of Edus, but he's possible for this particular din Torah. A ganav was kosher for Edus until he ganved. Once he stole, he'd be cut in both ways. When he does shuv, he'll be good for Edus. A goy is mufka from Edus. It's not pshat that a goy is possible for Edus. The parish of Edus doesn't speak to him. An eved is mufka from Edus. Lo yum so always albonim. Right? A cotton. That chat that a cotton is an eight apostle. He's not yet any kosher. Right? So Lamashal, the sharpest example of this is Nimtza boy aid koroi apostle. You have a cat of Adam. Right? Three Adam. Come. One of them is Apostle Eid, and the whole Eid is Apostle. Says the Ravid, if one of those Eidim is a relative, the whole Kat is Apostle. If one of those Eidim is a Goy, the other two are kosher. Why? Because if you're an eid posel, it means you belong to the parsha of eidus. You can mess up the other eidim. But if you're not bechlal the parsha of eidus, you are so mufka from eidus, you're not there. So you're not part of the parsha of eidus. Another example. Eid echo nema bisurin. So the Rambam writes that an eid posel is good for eid echo nema bisurin. An isha is eid echo nema bisurin. A korov, your brother's a sheikhet, of course you trust his kashrus. You don't require kosher eidos for eid echo nema bisurin. We're always being soymech and psuli eidos for eid echo nema bisurin. A goy, mufka from eidos. He can't have eid echo nema bisurin. Right? So the fundamental distinction between the different kinds of the rabbis to point out that you can see that in Rambam Perek Tes. In Hilchas Eidus. That's Perek Chesis Kimomen. Yeah. The Rambam says, Asor mine psulois heim. There are 10 kinds of people who are apostles. Noshim, avodim, ktanim, shaitim, cheroshim, sumin, so on. Rishon, bzuyin, kroivin. Noshim, sulois. But then, the Rambam says, avodim, sumin, a teira. Mechlal, sheochiv, kamoyu. Ketanim, sulim, edus, min, a teira. Vam Bishnei Anoshim, Vlei Ketanim. So the Rav thought that the fact that the Rambam quotes that an Eved is in the same category as a Goy means an Eved is posel. Is not mufka from Eidus, not posel for Eidus. Even though Ebekanani is chayav in some mitzvahs. And in fact, the Rav thought that that was the way that the Rambam would answer this kasha. Tosfos asked the kasha, how do we know that an Eved is posel for Eidus? Maybe an Eved should be kosher for Eidus. So the Tosfos says, why did the Gemara have to do acrobatics to find that an Eved is posel for Eidus? We have a drosha, and Eved is chayv in mitzvahs, like an Isha, because of Lola. No, Isha is psula, Eved is posel. So Taisva says that we always learn the chikamina Lola, Misha hainu lahachmir ala Eved, la soysa ki yisro. Lola is an upgrade, it's never a downgrade. Lola means he's a goy, now he's chayv in all mitzvahs, she. Ein azman gormon, but to say that Lola is downgrading him, that's not correct. So the Rav said the Rambam had a much better approach. The Rambam would say that an Eved and an Isha are fundamentally different. An Isha is a person who is in the parsha for Eidus, but the Torah said, when I'm a Kabbal, Eidus Isha. A Ganav is in the parsha of Eidus, but right now he can't be an Eidus. A korv is in the parsha of Eidus, but he's related. It's kiryat tzaddik, but he's a korv. But an eved is not in the parsha of Eidus. An eved is in the parsha of a goy. What's the raya? Because the Rambam Perek Tes learned a goy from an eved. If an eved would be learned from an isha, we couldn't learn a goy from an eved. With that, we could understand why the Rama would say that Takonas Kadmoinim will of course include an Isha, but the Takonas Kadmoinim is not including an Eben or a Goy. To say that we're going to say that just like an Isha is Nemenes when it comes to Echo Nemvisurin, and therefore when we are stuck in the Yezras Noshim. We're going to have an Eidus Isha, just like we have an Eidus Avdachaya. That Chazal came in a second. Right? To say that somebody is in the parish of Eidus, but the Torah apostled, okay. But to say that someone is Mufka from Eidus, not in the parish of Achlal, so that we can't upgrade to Eidus. We can give an upgrade. We can't have a Shina. L'chayra, that may explain our sugya. Then we'll take questions. Our sugya might explain where the Rambam, how the Rambam understood his approach to an Eved being more like a goy than like an isha. Why is that? Because our sugya says, "Limuute yavodim, limuute to gechavim, utzrich and need both." And now we're comparing Eved to a goy. So the Rishonim who were looking around for the before Shirama from the Makor of the Rambam, why did the Rambam say, "Ochiva mitzvahs, and yesh la'achma, achma b'nei bris"? Why did the Rambam use the Makor in the Gemara? Going to the Gemara was an evidence puzzle, an evidence puzzle, leaves to Ovis Albanim. The Rambam could not have, the Gemara could not have learned Kal Vachayim Lagoy, because the Goy has Yichus, the Goy has Banim. So the Rambam learned from our Sugya that Eved and Goy are in the same category, they're both Mufka from Eidus. And the Rambam understood that Nochmi Yesh Ein LeYachas. Here I would suggest the following Hara. Rav used to point out that according to Rambam, there are two parts to Geirus. One part to Geirus was that the Goy became Tachas Kanfei Shechina, and the other part was that the Goy became was the Lashon Boba Koho. What's the raya? Lo yove mamzer b'kol Hashem, but a mamzer can marry a goy, a ger. In other words, becoming a ger has two different parts to it. One is chayv and mitzvahs. The other is you become a ben bris legabe whom you can marry, legabe yichus. And what's the raya for that? Because a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer. And end of the last parak of Kiddushin. So you see that a ger has, again, two different statuses. Chiyuv mitzvahs, and to what level he is part of the Kahal Yisrael Lagabe Ishus. Right? His child already is both. The Rav thought that there's two parts of Geirus. Two parts of becoming a Ben Bris. One is a ben bris lagabe mitzvahs, and the other is a ben bris lagabe yichus. So the first generation, the ger is a ben bris lagabe, obviously can marry a Jew, a Jewess, right? And the kedushin achal becomes a ben bris that becomes a ger. The children are yichus acharav. But he doesn't become a ben bris al kadekash, but a mamzer is also to. Next generation will be different. So l'chayv, what the Rambam is pointing out is that when our Gemara says tricha liyash bin eved mishum de'in layachas, and then I say nachri because he's less shaykh in mitzvahs, what the Gemara is pointing out is not to say that a goy is even less of a ben bris. But the Gemara is pointing out is there are two categories of becoming a ben bris. One is yichus and one is mitzvahs. So, when it comes to if I only have an eved kechavim, if I only had an eved, I would say an eved is not an eved is excluded from lo yumsu avis halbanim ein layachas. So even though when it comes to being evaluated as part of a Kali Yisrael, we have to say in Leibonim, however, when it comes to a goy does have banim. On the other hand, when it comes to a goy, I would say, since he's not tachas kanfei shechina b'chlal, so therefore I need to have both requirements, because both requirements are what defines that in this case this person is mufka from Eidos rather than being posel for Eidos. So we got a yaitzim mikol zeh. From our sugya, we branched out into three different parts of the sugya. The first part of the sugya we branched out is to understand pshat in the sugya. Right? What was the requirement for the chiddush altogether? Powerful svara that would say that perhaps in a situation of hezek, we would lower the standard of Eidos. Comes the mission, say we do not lower the standard of Eidos. And it comes in this game moment. So we had to explain why would we even have a half a minute to say that? So we explained, well, Nagoin, that there are times when the Torah, Midin Deiraisa, when Nales Breira, we need to have information. We have to adjudicate. Maybe this is part of the parsha altogether, because that's who's there. But then we went halacha lamaisa, and we said, does this svara ever make it lamasa? So that's a machlokes with two mafarshim of the mafarshim Shulchan Aruch. There was a time when Tekonis Kedmonim said we're makabel edus isha halacha lamaisa, and it began because of in areas where women were available, and was extended to women being more available time wise. Was that extended to Avodim and Akum in this case? Sure. Machlokes. And the justification for expanding it, there are chashuvos, of course you have to expand it. Otherwise, you're not going to have Dinei Torah, you're not going to be able to compensate people. The justification not to expand it is you're changing the halacha too significantly. Not to expand it because you're creating too big a yetzer hara to higher edus. Possibly, we can explain based on the Rav. The Kadmoinim are willing to expand and include a person who is pulsal for edus, but not for a person who was not in the parsha of edus, not for a person who is mufka for edus. That distinction, right? That was the third area that we went into, just to use this sugya as an opportunity to open up this mahalach based on the Ravid. Two kinds of psuli edus. See from the Rambam that Eved and Ger are joined together. That would explain why we would not expand the chiddush of the Kadmonim to Nizkei Shor. That would explain one of the deeper points of this Mishnah. Eved v'goy, they are mufka. Mufka v'edus will never become kosher v'edus. And that explains why the Rambam uses this makor of not being a ben bris, because he wants to point out to us that, and it could be from our Gemara, I'm not sure, that could be stretched. Okay, go back to tomorrow. Keep on going to the Omer, so we'll be able to complete the next sugya mitzvah.